Hi, Jim.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I guess we're on.
Yeah, I just started a meeting. Yeah, you and I are the only one so far.
I
see Deborah Colvard's name is up on my screen.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Deborah. Hi, Mr.
Hi.
Bland. Hey, Jim,
Yeah.
you may want to find your mute button so you're muted when you're not talking.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. We got somebody to call in.
Peter, this is Billy. I'm on. I'm going to go to mute though.
Okay. Who is it that called in on the number, phone number?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. We got a few more minutes before we get started. I'll be back in a sec.
Hey, Pete. Hey, you hear me?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I should bring this up during the meeting or not or now, but we need to do something about the ballots and the envelopes. The
We can talk
ballot.
about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the glue on those things is probably not working right, but we may just have to buy some new envelopes next year and make the ballot smaller.
We need to do them like the water board. They're very simple.
Yeah.
They easy
We'll
to
talk about
open.
that
Hey
later.
guys.
All right.
There he is. Good morning, Edwin.
Memorial Day savings.
Trying to make sure I'm on mute. I think I'm on mute.
No, you're not.
Good. I found it.
Hey, Peter. You hear me, Peter?
Yes, I can, Edwin. Good morning.
Good morning to all. Just having some problems with my headset. Let me try it again.
No, it's working just fine. Go ahead and put yourself on mute for now.
Okay.
Looks like I got a little mohawk today. Mr. Rob, are you in? We got somebody else's belly out there.
That's me.
I think you're.
Just getting my speaker set up. Oh, there I am.
Good morning, Mindy. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Awfully in the dark there, Jim.
They're busy.
Yeah, there's something.
I'm not calling anymore. We just go there. Oh, God.
Hey, Edwin.
You see. Good morning, everyone. Deanne and Greg are on from Willow Terrace. How's everybody doing?
Good morning. We're doing great. Thank you.
Peter, this is Mindy Fall. We're here.
Yes, good morning, Mindy. I see you guys.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you. Morning.
Yeah, if everybody could just go ahead and mute themselves unless they're talking, it'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
Morning, Pete.
Good morning.
I'm going to go back on mute, but I wanted to say hi.
Stop yelling.
I'm going to give it a couple more minutes before we start the meeting. There are still people logging in. And I'm waiting for Rob to log in as well. I hope we get a few more than this. We don't have that many logged in at this point.
Peter,
there's Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Well, how are you doing? So,
you're looking good this morning. You're freezing up there, Rob.
Oh, thank you. I look horrible. Here's starting to meet. Here you go. I have to go.
I'm still going to wait for David to show up.
you should be all set.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. You can go.
I want to get the
phone. And here's David.
Yes, it's better in every possible way.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I guess people can join in as we get going here. We don't have that many on. We got another person that just dialed in. Welcome to the annual meeting. I do apologize that we're not able to meet in person this year as we planned on. We did book the Crocker Inn, but later on when I called to confirm, they double checked and realized that they double booked and they have a huge wedding over there today. So if you by any chance hear a little bit of music playing today, you will know that's where it's coming from. They did promise that they would shut down early and not disturb anybody after hours. So let's get the show on the road here. I guess I don't see Rob, but we did review the previous meetings. And Karen, is Rob going to
be there? He's coming right back.
Okay, I'm going to hold off for a second then.
Okay, he needed a paper and pencil.
Sure.
And so he'll be right
back. Is he doing in minutes?
He is, yes, but he just announced.
Good. More and more people are logging in anyway, so.
All right, I guess I'll move over.
Do you want to sit?
No.
Okay, Rob, you and I know we reviewed the minutes from the previous meeting, and we just need to approve them.
I approve the minutes.
I second that. Okay. Thank you. Members of the public, you have anything to bring up to us? You have 3 minutes to do so. Any input from the membership?
Yeah, I do. My name's Kevin McGettigan. I live here on Mountain Pine Road. I was awoken this morning at 7:12 by a chainsaw. This happens all the time. My neighbor down below me uses his leaf blower, gas leaf blower, incessantly. I'm just wondering if there's something we can do as far as eliminating gas-powered lawn appliances, or if we can limit the days or the duration that they can use them, you know?
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying and I understand your concern. So there's one thing, we're not going to eliminate using gas-powered tools. Everybody in the community has them. We've all spent lots and lots of money buying weed whackers, chainsaws, blowers, and we're not going to eliminate them. We don't have the power to do that, number one. Number two, 7:00 is the county's ordinance that we can start doing these things. So, you know, they're not breaking any rules by starting at 7 a.m. Yeah, it gets a little irritating. We do get some of these complaints from different people, even out of the community. And honestly, you know, if it's within the county ordinance, not much I think we can do about it.
I understand.
What do you say, Rob?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of these things we talked about, Peter, where it's best to take it directly to the neighbor and see if they can resolve it that way. And just as directors, we're limited to what we can do. I mean, I agree with you. I don't like it either, but our hands are tied.
I understand. It just seems to me like at 7 o'clock in the morning, when they start this stuff, it goes on for a couple of hours, and then I don't hear anything for the rest of the day.
Right.
Can't they, out of common courtesy, shift it to later in the day?
Yeah.
Talk to them. Waking up the entire neighborhood.
Take 10 minutes and go down and talk to them, and you may be able to resolve that very easily. I live on the outskirts of Palomino, so I've had people starting out of the community at 5 o'clock because they wanted to minimize the heat and didn't want to be doing it later on in the day when it's hot. I can understand that, but you know, that was a little unreasonable. So we talked to the person, no longer doing it.
I appreciate it. I understand. I kind of figured it was something like that. That's Jeannie, fine.
You have a little input?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the county ordinance is Monday through Friday starting at 8 a.m. and on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So I wasn't aware of that myself.
If you have a conversation with your neighbor, you might just, you know, gently point that out. And yeah.
I'm actually considering buying him an electric leaf blower and saying I'll pay for it and I'll even charge it.
Well, will you buy me one? Because I was just thinking about that today.
even electrics are noisy, though.
Yes, that's true. Okay, that's all I have to say.
But I appreciate it. Thank you all for your input. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, Jeannie, I agree. That's what I remember the kid was to it. Saturday was 9 o'clock and Sunday was 10. So yeah, they're starting up too early.
Next, anybody else?
Can I just ask one more question?
But of course.
It's sort of related. We had a dog bite issue. Our dog got bit, and we called went to the county, and they said since this is private property, the leash laws are not enforceable here. And does that mean the county's noise ordinance is unenforceable here as well?
I don't know if you have seen the signs that I put up all over the community about the leash law. I actually had another post put in the other day and put up the last sign yesterday. As we put one up on a certain corner and the homeowner complained that it was not appropriate to put that on their property. So we put one across the street. We do have a concern about that because we've had a number of dog attacks in the area. And
did Dad pick up?
Not sure what we can do about it any more than we're trying. We can recommend it. We can talk about it. We can go up to certain people and tell them about it. You know, please keep your dog on a leash. I know it's in your, front yard, whatever. But when somebody else walks by with an animal, that dog, even though he loves you, may run over there and start a fight with a different animal because they have a different vibe. We've had several pretty intense maulings of our furry pets. Large vet bills. We had one recently on Palomino Road that, luckily wasn't severe, but we do ask everybody to please be careful with their pets. Even in their front yard, when they're around you, they will run off and attack other animals being walked on a leash in the neighborhood. So please control your dogs. You know, leash law may not apply to somebody, but controlling your pet does and makes you liable. Keep that in mind. You are liable if something terrible happens.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Anyone else with address to the
board? Hi, Pete. Greg from Willow Terrace. This is actually more focused on us who live on Willow Terrace. I know that the mailboxes have been shored up a couple of times to steady them up because the posts are rotting out. I can volunteer to rebuild that, make it the same design. But if the people on Willow Terrace want to reach out to me, I probably got the lumber supplies to do it, where it would cost very little to fix it up, but it's fallen apart. So if the others on Willow Terrace that have mailboxes on that section want to get together with me, we'll come up with a solution. Thanks.
I thank you very much. I appreciate that offer. I'm sure people will take you up on it. We'll put that in the minutes and send the minutes out and let everybody know. And maybe I'll even, depending on how much stuff we come up with today, send out a newsletter about some of the things we've talked about.
So just
real anyone quick, else?
Well, Peter, just a sec. So Frank, do you want to offer your phone numbers so I can put?
It was crazy. I'm talking about leash laws and elect, you know, mowing too early in the morning. 8 o'clock is the earliest on a Saturday, 9 o'clock on a Sunday.
Leash law?
Well,
just a heads up to folks who may think they're muted, they might want to double check.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, please do mute yourself and only unmute yourself when you're ready to talk to us.
I was glad to do that.
I'm glad to see a bunch more people have joined us. Okay, anyone else? Okay, with that said, new business, CCNRs. Our CCNRs, except for a couple amendments, were written in 1964. As much as I love them and would love to leave them exactly the way they are without any changes, we are forced by the State and Davis-Sterling Act to update our CCNRs to be compliant, which means there is several things we need to change. Michael, before he sold his home, on behalf of the board, reached out to a law firm to modify our bylaws and CCNRs. And we have received the modified CCNRs, but there's a number of things in there that I do not like and are so far away from our current ones that we're having to have them modified. We will get that taken care of real soon. We were hoping to have it done by today, as we do need to vote on it, but we don't have enough here to vote on it anyway today. So Rob and I, and hopefully the third person, Kyle, that is on a ballot, and he's actually part of the board right now, we will go through them step by step, have them rewritten. We will send emails out to everyone with the CCNRs, and we may have to vote on them through the mail as we did our elections. Just giving you the heads up, we have to change our CCNRs to be compliant with the Davis-Sterling Act and the state. There won't be a lot of changes, but there will be some changes in there. Any questions or comments about the CCNRs? Okay, next subject. Use of poison. We talk about this almost every single year. And we have been really good and really haven't had any problems. But there may be some new people moving into the area. They may not be aware of what the domino effect of using a rat poison may be, but one of our dear neighbors have recently lost their furry pet to rat poison because of the domino effect that goes along with it. People may not realize that putting rat poison out not only kills the rat that runs off, an owl get it and eat it. A fox may go out and eat it, or a cat or a dog, which is our beloved furry pets. And we cannot have that. There's so many different, more human ways to get rid of your rats. Get cats. That will eliminate not only the rats, but it will eliminate the rattlesnakes in your area. I have no rattlesnakes because I have no food for them because of our furry pets. So please keep that in mind. Anybody wants to comment on that, please do so, because it's, to me, a very touchy subject. I guess we all agree. Thank you.
Yep.
Propane prices with Thompson. Some of you are, some of you are not aware of the fact that we do have a group pricing for Palomino Lakes, and sometimes depending on who is taking care of it, Thompson may not be aware of our pricing. So double check the pricing. If you have any questions, contact Jim Lamb. He's more than happy to let you know what it should be. Yes, prices are going up everywhere. As you know, gas and diesel, and including propane, is going up in prices. It's getting a little ridiculous, but we do have a special pricing. So keep an eye on it when you get your bill and you get charged $17 a gallon. It should not be that. It should be a lot less.
How do we verify? I know if we looked at the bill, but who do we talk to again to find out what the price should be on the bill?
There is a person at Thompson. Jim, can you unmute yourself for a second? And who is that person that we need to contact when we're doing it to double check?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Our price at Thompson's is $1.31 over wholesale. The wholesale price is called the spot price, and anybody can go online for Mendocino, Sonoma County and get the spot price for propane. And that'll give them, and then add $1.31 to that, and that should be our price. But if you do have any further questions, contact the propane company in Ukiah. And the gentleman's name escapes me at the moment. But anybody that has a question about it can call me, and I'll put them in touch with the gentleman at the propane company can answer any questions on pricing, but they're aware up there and through their billing that Palomino Lakes has a special price for propane.
Great. Thank you very much.
Any other questions on propane?
Yeah, the annual meeting going on.
I could not hear that. Okay, moving on. So this is something that we have fought and talked about for years and years and years. And that is the speeding in Palomino Lakes and the unreasonable way people drive. I don't know if you have all noticed, but the other day, we just put up a new post yesterday, somebody mowed down a speed limit sign. They just ran it right over. That means they were going way too fast in that stretch of the road to lose control and mow down that speed limit sign. Obviously, that person didn't put their arm up and say, hey, sorry, I did it. They never do. But we have researched so many different ways to control speeding. We consider speed bumps. We can't do that. We've considered so many things. So we have come to the conclusion that we have to lower the speed limit. People will go over the speed limit no matter what it is. So maybe if we lower the speed limit, they will control themselves a little more. We are going to lower the speed limit to 15 miles an hour throughout entire Palomino Lakes. We are going to buy new signs and put them up on the post, change them, And we may add some more during on the side roads as well. Yes, it will cost a few dollars, but it will save things. Just think about it being you walking your dog where that sign was, somebody mowed it down, not paying attention or going too fast. We need to slow people down. We are also, and Rob was kind enough to do the research on it, add a few of the radar signs that will flash at you if you are going a little too fast, and bring it to your attention to maybe slow down a tad. It is a must. We have, for so long, with so many different pleads, tried to get you to stop, and we couldn't do it. So it's gonna happen real soon. Any questions on speeding and adding the radar signs?
Peter?
Yes.
Lee Tolbert here. I would like to also ask if anyone has any contractors, plumbers, carpenters, cement finishers, anybody else working for him, for you, please tell your contractor that they need to slow down also. And then hopefully if we can catch FedEx or UPS drivers, tell them.
Thank you, Lee. I have stopped UPS. UPS is not as bad as FedEx. FedEx ended up in a ditch at the bottom of my property one time, driving way too fast. Yes, we try. I know they're on the clock, but we need to get them slowed down. Hopefully those signs will also alert them. And I do plan on, again, calling FedEx to ask their drivers to slow down. Thank you for that input there, Lee. That makes, you know, a lot of sense to tell your contractors, please obey our speed limit signs. Anything else on speed signs? Okay, road work. As you know, last year we repaved Palomino Lakes, and I'm sure everybody likes what the outcome was compared to what it was. In the last few years, we have not only done Palomino Road, we did Cedar Lane, totally grinded it up and repaved it. We did Little River Road, same way. And we do have some other areas that need attention. I put in to the budget a number, which I think was very low for what I think we're gonna need. I will get some pricing, but it may be that this year alone, we may do a lot of sealing of the cracks. My observation is that the lower mountain pine is the worst of all of them. Upper mountain pine, it seems to be decent shape, Madrone, Toyon, all those roads seem to be decent shape, but we do need to crack seal all of them, and that's expensive. They charge by the hour. Cost of oil has gone up, and as you know, labor has gone up, so it's going to be quite expensive. In that number is also included the labor it's going to take to put in new posts for radar signs and the speed limit signs. So that all falls under the road work. Any questions on road work or any input on road work? Any concerns about road work and or areas? Thank you. Now here's a touchy subject. Commercial sales are running a business in community. We have had numerous complaints in the recent past. I've got two emails alone yesterday about people running a business, a commercial business that is visible to everyone. And we need to make sure that does not happen anymore. During COVID, we might have been a little more lenient. People were working from home. even though some of the things don't qualify for us working from home. But we do also have some renters that are conducting openly business in Palomino, not only that, advertising by dropping stuff off in everybody's mailboxes. I have contacted the owner of the property, the home. I have not heard back. Very disappointing. I have not heard back when we brought it up that their renters are conducting business. So we're going to send an official letter out asking them to stop and make their renters stop. And if not, the board has the power to evict the renters from their home. Hopefully it does not come to that, because they're nice people, but you cannot conduct business in Palomino Lakes. Any input on what we should do or how we should approach these things from anybody? Well, I guess it's a clear-cut situation. We just need to bite it in the butt and take care of it. Not only does it it's against our CCNR, but it also affects traffic and a lot of added traffic. And again, speeding, mowing down speed limit signs, who knows what else? And who knows what we get up as looky-loos to see what they can come back and get later on in the middle of the night. I know I've had some stuff stolen off our property. And yeah, I'm in a bubble. Okay, next item. Fire control, chipping, Peter, and weed whacking.
Peter, yes. Before you go into another topic, I seen a silver Honda circling about our properties about two in the morning a couple times in the last 3 months. And I saw the same car about 4 years ago when I moved up here. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to see who's come up on the top of the hill at that night. So be aware. So just want to bring that up.
Thank you. And just to let everybody know, I have a 16 camera system around my house. That's around my house. I just bought a new high definition 4K system, and several cameras will be pointed at Palomino Road. That way we'll have record of who goes up and down at what time of the night, if there's any issues in the future. We are doing that out of personal pocket and for satisfaction, for a variety of different reasons. But if there is any issue, we will have recordings in the near future of vehicles, all vehicles going up and down. And we will have, you know, pictures and videos of people going too fast. And that way we can approach them and say, hey, please slow down. And then, you know, when we need to, I don't know if any of you got a Nixel notification last week about the armed robbery in Cloverdale and how fastly it got resolved and there were arrests made by people getting involved. We all need to get involved, as Edwin just did, by, you know, keeping an eye out. Maybe take down a license plate if there is something that doesn't seem right that's happening in the community. We want to keep our community safe. And minimizing people that don't belong here is a good way to do that. Anyone else? Thank you, Edwin. Fire control, chipping, and weed whacking. So as you know, it's almost at the end of the month and we always require your properties to be weed whacked and done. I have driven through the community yesterday and there's a number of properties that are still not weed whacked. I did notice some started just the other day. But by the end of the month, please make sure all the properties are weed whacked. And as you know, on Monday, Wayne will come out with his chipper and his crew and start chipping all the brush that we have trimmed and put on the side of the road. I, like I said, drove through the community, a lot of brush out there that people put out. Thank you so much for keeping up with it and trying to make sure that if anything happens in the area, it minimizes the impact of what could happen to our homes. There are some people that don't live here and they don't seem to care. They haven't done anything for years, I just found out. We need to be sending out some letters and maybe getting it done for them and sending them the bill. So thank you to all of you that keep up with it. And we will continue to making sure that we're safe from fires and everything else.
Quick question.
Any input on this?
Yeah. Quick question on that. So it's our first spring here. We had it weed whacked about 4 weeks ago, and you know, of course, it's grown back. So it seems like we picked the wrong time to have it done. So if it's done again at the end of this month, does that mean we likely won't have to do it again until next year?
That is correct. I don't know if you received my email here a few weeks ago and I praised everybody for getting an early start.
Yeah.
And I told them, you know, it's raining and you'll most likely have to do it again. I personally have learned the wrong way. I done it 3 times myself 1 year. Unfortunately, it rained later and then it rained again. And I just kept, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, weed whack. Yeah. I did it 3 times. I have learned the hard way. I just had mine done. I don't do it anymore. Last 2 years, I just paid somebody to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I will have more time on my hands as I cut back on working. I'm semi-retiring. So I will have more time. So maybe next year I'll do it myself again. But for now, I've been paying somebody to take care of it. But yes, you may have to do it twice. And hopefully it rains and we have to do it a third time. We need water more than we need the labor not to weed whack.
Is there a height minimum or some kind of number?
We don't have a height minimum. You know, I'm not sure exactly what the forest, Department of Forestry standard is, but my understanding was like 4 inches. But if you're weed whacking, whack it down all the way.
Right.
You know, if you mow it down with a lawnmower, you know, a tractor, that works well too. It's, you know, a couple inches long. If it comes up and you still have that little tractor, run over it again. As we all know, some of our properties are not accessible to tractors to, you know, do the weed whacking.
Yeah.
So I just bought a quad runner and I'm thinking about getting a little pull behind mower. Maybe I can get some done with something like that if I have to do it again if it grows back.
But, okay, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Anybody else?
Peter?
Yes.
Lee Tolbert here. I might add the rule of thumb for fire prevention is if you have the grass is 1 foot high, flames will be 3 feet high. If you have 3 feet high of grass, you have 9 feet of flame, and that's when the fire gets in the trees, and they can't stop it once it's in the trees.
Thank you, Lee.
And Dave Tabor here. Another thought, from here forward, conventional mowers of any kind with a rotating metal blade are kind of a safety hazard because if you happen to hit a rock, you'll get a spark and that would not be a good thing. From here forward in the season, weed whacking is really the only safe alternative.
That is correct. If you're gonna use a lawnmower or a lawn tractor, make sure you have cleared the properties prior, make sure there's no rocks. I've been trying to throw away rocks as I go every year. I've piled up quite a few, but yes, that is correct. Jeannie, you raised your hand. Wow, I'm noticing different things that are happening down here. Go ahead.
I just looked up the CAL FIRE website, you know, that's all about preventing wildfire. And it says, cut or mow annual grass down to a maximum height of 4 inches. So 4 inches or lower.
That's what
is what CAL FIRE says. So that's all.
Thank you so much. Any more input on the weed whacking? So don't forget, before I let anybody else talk, Monday is the day they'll start. Anything put out after Monday will not be taken care of. If they have gone through, they will not come back and do any more chipping again because you forgot to put it up before Monday. Anybody else? Okay, moving on to the next subject. Quarterly dues. Everyone, majority here is really good about paying their dues on time. I have it on auto pay. I don't even pay attention. It just gets done. And we do have people that do neglect paying their dues. Now remember, your dues take care of a lot of things. Road work, ditches, weed whacking, chipping, tree trimming. Along Palomino Road, if there are some dead trees that fall within that category, they get cut down. I mean, there's different things that get covered by that. You are not fair to your neighbors if you fall a year behind, as some people have and are currently that far behind. So I just want to bring it up. Please do update the way you take care of your quarterly dues. We appreciate it. We don't have the luxury as the water department does, right, David? Well, we can turn your water off. there are different things we know. We haven't done it before, but the last couple of years we started charging late fees. That doesn't seem to affect people. And I know there were hard times, especially during COVID when people are not working, but I don't believe it's the people that have a hard time that are not paying their dues. We do have an idea. So any input on the dues? I'm doing things a little differently this year. I'm letting everybody comment on all the stuff that we talk about. So go ahead, Kent.
Edwin mentioned the car as a silver Honda, and the car that was involved in the gas station robbery was a silver Honda Accord. So I think it just speaks to the importance of keeping an eye open. And if it's better to overreact and have it be unnecessary than to not pay attention and something happens later.
That is 100% correct. That was a silver Honda out of Yorkville. Who knows? Yeah, there is a lot of Hondas, but you know, what are the chances of it being the same? Very good possibility. Thanks, Ken, for bringing that up. Anybody else?
Peter, also do not approach these people these days because I don't know what they're into it. Just make sure that, like you say earlier, they come.
You can never be too careful.
Correct.
And I mentioned that to my wife just the other day when she overreacted and, I said, you never know about some of these wackos out there. You know, there's that 5% or maybe even more nowadays. Okay. We are going to update the lighting at the monument at the bottom. What we're doing is we're putting, you know, some very inexpensive is a good way to put it, lighting down there that doesn't last long. It breaks, it stopped working. So we actually have a lighting designer that has moved into the community. She's offered her services to design the proper lighting for us. And we're going to have it redone and hopefully save money on the long run because we won't have to redo it as often. Going to the monument, we do have a service that comes by when they feel like to maintain the monument, you know, weed whack around it, pull weeds, you know, clean up the bad stuff. But we used to have someone here that was so kind in the neighborhood that took care of that for years and years. And we lost that person to doing that, but we're hoping that we can get another volunteer to take over that duty once a month. Stop on the way out to town, take a look at it. I know I'm real close to it, but I do enough things that I don't really have time or care to do it at this point. So I would look for somebody to volunteer to maintain our monument area and keep up with it. Hopefully that will happen and somebody will raise their hand. I don't expect you to do it today. Just let us know in the future. I guess I'm not going to ask a question on that one. Since I'm not seeing any arms going up, I guess I'd double book this one here on the list, but the Palomino Road weed eating schedule, and we all know that we already weed whack Palomino Road, and we always like to have it done by the end of the month, along with everybody else's properties being weed whacked. Sometimes we wait a little later towards the end of the month. This year we got it done last week, so that part is done. We also weed whacked along River Road, as we do on an annual basis to prevent people from throwing any kind of cigarette butts or anything out to catch the stuff on fire along the road in our area and minimize the potential of fires, all with safety in mind. If by chance some of the grass on Palomino Road starts growing again because of the rain and gets a little longer than 4 inches, I would ask all the people when they're touching up their property, please touch up that again, because it is expensive to have it done and I don't want to have to have them come through a second time. Any questions? Thank you. Last item on the list before we get to Jim Lamb with the election results is our budget. Everybody got a copy of it. You guys can see that the number increased considerably for road work this year, and we discussed why. And also like to let you know that we have $104,000 in reserves. In the reserve account, and we have about 16.7 in our operating budget. Those numbers can go pretty quick. They can, you know, be depleted very quickly if something comes up and we end up doing more work on the roads, for example, and spending more money doing that. We had quite a bit of money, but Palomino Road was $275,000. So years of accumulating to our reserve account was very important. And it's also very important that people do pay their dues on time. Any questions on a budget? I think our budget is pretty reasonable. Okay, thank you very much. With that said, I'm going to go to Jim Lamb for election results.
Yeah, Peter, we had a total of 61 ballots that were cast. Three of those ballots weren't counted. People submitting them neglected to put their signature on the envelope. So those three votes were rejected, left us with a total of 58 ballots. And all three nominees, yourself, Rob Davis, and Kyle Everett, were unanimously elected to the board.
Oh, thank you. I think.
You don't need individual
numbers? No, I do not. Not if it's, yeah.
All right.
We're fine. All right. We kind of expected that. Okay, With that said, thank you very much for attending. And we're going to move over to David for the water board section of the meeting. Thank you for putting up with me.
To run the meeting.
Thank you, Peter, for all your great work. Thank you.
If you could send me presenter privileges, I guess you have already. Because we have things to give away, can you enable screen sharing for me? Because I got slides to put up.
Where do I do that?
I have no idea.
Share screen. One participant can share.
Yeah, I guess you have to make me the presenter. Or make me the host or something.
Check now.
So the
advanced sharing option.
Well, he's working on that. We need to sort of take a roll call because of we have stuff to give away. But because of the miracle of Zoom, we only need to know two things. There's a person who's dialing in from 707-800-5724. Who is that? You'll need to take yourself
Hi,
off.
That's Janica Lane.
Janet, last name?
Last name's Lane, L-A-N-E.
Okay, great, thank you. And then there's someone who's coming in on, it just shows up as iPhone 7. I have no idea who you are, but you joined sort of late. Well, we'll just address, if you happen to win, we'll address you as iPhone 7 and sort it out later. Let's see. Ah, yay. Okay, so I can share the screen now. And so let's start with here's the agenda. We'll try to take this as quickly as we can. There's quite a few things worth talking about. The wine bottle that's going to be awarded is a, I can't show it to you because I'm sharing the screen, but it's a really nice Merlot from Cooter Ridge Winery. And the grand prize is a lottery ticket worth $131 million if you win, but you have to be present to win. This is our subtle incentive for people to actually stick around. So Jennifer, you don't need to do anything with the roll call stuff. I've already taken care of that. All right, so please interrupt with questions. I'll stop at the end of each slide. We don't want to go, have questions at the very end when there's things at the beginning that you're curious about. So in terms of system operations, while we have had itty bitty problems with the system, we always will with a system of this size, more than 400 days since our last interruption of service, and even that one was pretty minor. So we've been very reliable. Even when we had to take one of our tanks out of service,